We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in fourth and final quarter of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith here, back in the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. As promised, we're shifting gears to Penn State basketball. Penn State now lost back-to-back games, Rutgers and Wisconsin. Jeff Brown, the voice of a generation, the voice of Bryce Jordan Center, joins us now to talk about where things are with Patrick Chambers and his team. Good day to you, first of all.
Thank you very much. When you think of Jeff Brown, you automatically think of Shifty. So that's a good thing. Shifty. I'm glad you started out that way.
Absolutely. Shifty Jeff Brown here in the house. Well, let's just get down to this Wisconsin game, 58-49, the final there. Penn State not really ready when the bright lights came on. What do you see from a preparedness? I know that you, as the PA announcer, you were ready. Everybody knew
I
that.
Was ready.
You were ready.
I was, you know, the strange thing was I wasn't. My very first announcement, I'm supposed to say Penn State, and instead of Penn State Nittany Lions, I said PA Nittany Lions. I have no idea why.
Where'd that come from?
So I wasn't even ready.
Yeah.
I wasn't even ready on
Saturday. Do you take responsibility when the team takes your cue and isn't ready either?
I may have set the tone. This may all be on me. I don't know.
So Patrick Chambers calls this a speed bump. And I think he was referring to the loss to Wisconsin for sure, but also just where his team seems to be at mentally, physically, emotionally. Called it a speed bump, and it's just up to them now to figure out how they get over it.
Yeah, I the last couple of games I've just been shaking my head. They are not playing a complete game is what the problem is. You know, when you've got two of your starters who don't score any points in the game, if only four members of your team score points in the game, you're not going to win a whole lot of games. And you got Mike Watkins, who hasn't shown up for, what, 2.5 games now? And I really, really wonder what's going on. He's not getting a lot of minutes. Like, they pulled him out Saturday, and he only had one foul, but he didn't see the floor for a while. And I know Pat wanted to go to that, you know, smaller team, and it worked. I mean, they pulled within 4 points with the small team on the floor. But, man, it's a completely different team when Mike Watkins is in there and is engaged. And he just doesn't look like he's been engaged the last couple of games.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of putting it. In the game, impacting the game, but also playing at a high level, a high level of energy, too. I think those are all things that Penn State has really tried to work over the past 3-4 years to try to find that happy medium with Mike. And we were wondering that, too, if you knew anything about why we didn't see more of him. And I guess it's just kind of one of those things.
Yeah, I don't know. Early in his career, when he would get into foul trouble, you could almost see it. Like, his mind just turned off. He wasn't interested, you know, in playing anymore. He had lost interest. But, you know, this year, he's been so engaged. He's been so good. And like I said, he only had one foul on him. So it wasn't like, you know, he thought the refs were picking on him or, oh, here we go again or anything else. I don't know. I'm as baffled as anybody, you know, at the way he's playing. And I thought Lamar Stevens, despite his 19 points, was playing a little tentative, at least at the beginning of the game. And that's got to be because he's afraid to move. He's not getting any breaks whatsoever from the officials, you know, either for or against him. And you can see that at the beginning of the game, he was tentative again. Now, toward the end of the game, what determination? I mean, he basically said, okay, we're winning this one on me. And he went nuts, you know, in the second half. But that first half, he was still a little tentative. And I think it's because he is not getting any breaks whatsoever from the officials.
Which is interesting, given, you know, officials would never come out and say it. But guys who've been around a while, guys who are stars in the sport. It tends to be the opposite effect. And so, I don't know. I mean, it's a curious case study in that officials giving star players breaks, because that's not happening with Lamar.
Well, I can say, and I don't want to be that guy that blames the officials, but
yes,
they certainly let the guys play on Saturday. There was a lot of rough stuff under the boards both ways. There could have easily been called fouls, and they just looked the other way.
And not that Penn State doesn't want to play that brand, but that if that's the way the game is being called, that's almost always going to favor Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. I mean, they are just – they're big, they're tough, they're strong. I mean, they've won, 26 of the last 28 against Penn State. I don't know how they're so snake-bitten, but, Wisconsin plays this very deliberate, very fundamentally sound offense and defense. And they basically made Penn State play at their pace instead of Penn State playing at Penn State's pace. And that befuddled them, especially at the beginning of the game. My goodness, they were 0-17 or something like that. To begin the game, it was ridiculous. Nothing would go down for them.
Yeah, I think when you see that low scoring game start to unfold, Wisconsin had to have really liked where they were, really from the jump in this game. And I know Penn State came back and they made it a game in the second half, but it really was playing out to be a Wisconsin kind of game.
And what was so difficult for me? I mean, Wisconsin's good year in and year out, but this team was not as good as Penn State. Just coming into the game and everything else, Penn State was the better team. And Penn State just didn't play that way Saturday for whatever reason. But, please give me Mike Watkins. Give me 12 points for him. Give me 12 points for Miles Dredd instead of the 7 he had. And Curtis Jones Jr. has to drop, 6 points or 8 points or something like that. Totally different game. But they've got to come out. The whole season they've been so consistent, and everybody has played well, and if somebody didn't play well, somebody else stepped up to pick them up. And the last couple of games, it hasn't been that way. And if this person doesn't score, then this other person doesn't score, and they're not getting a total team effort in the last couple of games.
I think that's a good way to put it, my friend.
Conference and rebounding. Don't get me started about rebounding. Yeah. Oh my goodness! Wisconsin made them look bad on the boards.
And that hasn't happened very much either.
Penn State gets out-rebounded
in the game. We're talking Penn State basketball here with Jeff Brown, the voice of Bryce Jordan Center. Conference championship week is here. 4 teams, 2 games. So little time left in the season. Don't miss out. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, you bet on any star player to score the first touchdown of the game with 10-1 odds. Doesn't get better than that. All kinds of fun, different, unique opportunities to have a little skin in the game as we get into the final couple weeks of the football season. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And Jeff, the big question, I guess, is where does Penn State go from here? I think to boil it all down, to understand that they've scuffled a bit in the past two games, the naysayers are out and saying, I told you it's the same old Penn State team. What's got to happen here? And from a practice, from a development, from a whatever standpoint you want to look at it, what does Penn State have to do to snap out of this thing?
Well, when they lost to Mississippi State, I was like, that was the bump in the road as far as I was concerned. It was a speed bump, no big deal. But these last couple of games, it's every team goes through it. I mean, look, this past weekend, Penn State really kind of lucked out because Ohio State lost, Michigan lost, Michigan State lost. So there's 4 top 20 teams in the Big Ten that lost this past weekend. The Big Ten is going to be a grind the whole way through.
Yeah.
Michigan State only scored 42 points, for crying out loud, against Purdue. So, they got blown out. So I think there's going to be blowouts. There's the Ohio State game with Penn State. Ohio State blew them out. They haven't looked very good since then.
Right.
You know, they look very beatable for the home game coming up on Saturday. Minnesota, you know, the Lions have to watch out for them on Wednesday because Minnesota has been playing really well. They're not ranked yet, but they're playing really well. That's no easy game. So Penn State is, I'm not that concerned yet because every team goes through that rough patch, and I'm hoping this is the rough patch, and then they go on from there. The entire game Saturday, I sat there and said, okay, when do they go on their run? Because they always go on a run. They didn't, but I fully expected them to, and for the season, I think things are going to straighten out. The talent is there, for crying out loud. The coaching staff has done a great job with them. No, to the naysayers, I say, no, not this year. It's not going to happen again this year. They're going to straighten themselves out, but Big Ten is really, really tough. So to the naysayers, I say, you know, nobody's running away with this thing. They're all going to beat each other up, but the Lions can't afford to give away any more home losses.
I think that's exactly where my head was going too, that this is going to happen in the Big Ten. It's a strangely deep conference.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of parity all season long, but I do think, as you mentioned, it only adds to the importance of protecting your home court.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And like I said, at the end of the season, there's going to be a lot of teams all bunched up at the top, and Penn State can be right there, but they got to get those home wins. Those road wins are gold this year in the Big Ten. And the Lions can't afford to give any more away to any other team.
About 30 seconds here. What's got to give in terms of on the scoring front? You know, Miles Dredd has had his struggles. No points in 29 minutes against Wisconsin. You can't have this keep going. What's got to give as far as finding, you know, maybe that third and fourth scoring option?
Well, you got to get Miles Dredd on track. I mean, he really, other than those six straight free throws, he really doesn't done much offensively. Plays great defense, but he hasn't done much offensively. You got to get him on track. You've got to get Mike back in the game, and I don't know what that is. If it's a physical injury, if he's having some emotional stuff, I have no idea. But you got to get him back on track, because when he's in the game, Penn State is a totally different team, and nobody can fall back and double team or triple team in some points Lamar Stevens because Mike's not in the game.
Well, we got a short turnaround. Penn State's going to Minnesota on Wednesday, back at Bryce mm-hmm. Jordan Center on Saturday for Ohio State, a revenge game. That's Jeff Brown talking Penn State basketball. He'll be with us again next week, maybe to talk about a Penn State win or two. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, and stick with us, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.